Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, there's nothing like RFK Stadium talk. As I joked to a senior official of the Commanders this morning, can we please... can we please wait until we have nothing to talk about? Please? Like June? No. Instead, it's got to be literally hours after the draft. During a Capitals playoff game. Hell, during a Nationals second comeback win and walk-off win in 3 days. Hell, during a DC Defender... can we please space this stuff out? What are we going to talk about in June? Maybe we'll be talking about the deal falling apart. We'll have to see. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones because we're loaded. Let's see here, Jonesy, to start off hour number two. Jonesy, what's up? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Roots? Look, I'm going to go two-minute offense, man. It's like D-Dub said, man, it's about 100 ways out of D.C. after a stadium game is done, and there's even a couple underground that we don't even mention. But
I'm not worried about that at all.
The tailgating is going to be simple, too. They figured it out the first time. What makes you think they ain't going to figure it out the second time go around? But I'm going to just say this right here. This, to me, it's like three hurdles out of five over the fence to me. And this is more like the equivalency of molasses rolling down a tree. Eventually, it's going to hit the ground, but we got to wait to get there, for it to get there. And it's a long time coming, you know. It's going to happen. Everything's going to happen, but it's all in due time. Whether we have proponents, opponents, it doesn't matter. This thing sounds like, to me, it's going to happen. You know, we're going to have some hiccups along the way, but eventually, you know, just pass on the back, boom, and there's going to be some bursts. And then before you know it, it's 2030, and we're probably going to a football game over at the new RFK Stadium or whatever they call it.
Hopefully and probably we are. Hopefully and probably we are. But I guess my overall point is, A, it's far from a guarantee at this point still, but we have made significant progress in the last four and a half months. Significant progress.
Yep, that's right. It's going to happen.
Thank you, Josie. Yeah, I appreciate you. I got to let you run because the phone is getting all weird. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Chris in Damascus. What up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Hey, and this is where you got to stop talking about the finances when, like, the Reggie Kinlaw contract, and don't talk about the city's budget.
Yeah.
Please. The finances.
No, I know, but it's such a Chris. It's such a big part of the deal, though. That's the problem.
I know, but you and I don't know Mara Belzer, Mitch Rales. Mitch Rales is my man. I think he's the most loving. I all due respect to Josh Harris.
Yeah, they're all wonderful.
And Mark Ein. They're wonderful men. They seem like wonderful men. And the mayor, wonderful lady. But it seems like Mitch Wells, he had a thing about a year ago about how he planning the city. I wonder if he'd ever run for mayor. But anyway, that's here nor there. But don't do the numbers. And Little, and shout out to Little. Little, thank you for talking Nats. Yeah, we kicked them at some of the best baseball games we've seen in this early. The Mets are had the best record.
Yeah, you know, they did. Yeah.
Then we whooped their butts twice.
Well, let's back off that whooping their butts. Wins are wins, and wins and wins are wins. They're impressive, no doubt about that.
Wonderful games.
I will say this, right? A hallmark of Davey Martinez, whatever you think of Davey, is his teams do not give up. His teams
that's
compete and fight to the end. They may not be good, and they haven't been good for a long time, but they fight their asses off.
They can't hit a lefty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some other things they can't do as well.
They did beat the Mets, and I'm just picking on you with that.
That's fine.
They did beat the
Mets. I'm happy for them.
Yes.
Little's
a football player, and Little just say Nats. Yeah. Anytime somebody says Nats, I'm going to shout out to Little, and that's kind of pretty much it. But as far as the stadium goes, I mean, this is all about city development and infrastructure and whatnot, and that's up to the mayor. And like I said, Mitch Rails, Washington D.C. Oh, and Chris, and Metal Chris. I've been to Montreal. I've been to Quebec, but I've never been to St. Petersburg in Russia. And I think he has. And the way the cities are designed and how it all works and the politics of sports and within such areas. I would think that would be more important, you know. That would be, but the Washington D.C. was designed by a Frenchman. It's designed like Paris.
I don't know where this is going, Chris. I love you, but I don't know. I've been to St. Petersburg, Florida.
The Beltway. There's only two Beltways: Baltimore and Washington.
Yes.
They were designed by but anyway,
right, but
that's where we got to figure out what it's worth, because we've seen Olympics. We've seen things put in cities that just go to trash and dirt.
Well, yeah, that's not happening here. I appreciate you as always. I'll let you run. That's not happening here. It's not like they're going to build something for one event and it's going to be abandoned. And they acknowledged it in their media package today, right? Taylor Swift, next time. NCAA Final Four, they put WWE. They mean WrestleMania / SummerSlam / Royal Rumble, and maybe all three. And don't think that you can't have that, because they just did that, WWE, over a three-year period in Indianapolis, where they got all three of those major events spread out and, you know, over 3 years. That's what having a dome does for you, whether it's translucent, retractable, regular, whatever, and it'll be translucent. I don't think it'll be retractable, but it'll be translucent. They are going
to
have...
I've heard that retractable stuff adds like $500 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a huge part, and they wouldn't answer that today.
Yeah.
They said...
Well, they don't have... You can tell they don't have an architect that's actually drawn anything up yet.
Right.
They don't know what things are going to cost, and they're certainly not going to promise things.
This is a problem. They issued a picture in their video and in their paraphernalia of the stadium. A rendering. And people took it as that's what the stadium is going to look like.
Yeah,
we were told something different. It's what the stadium could look like.
It's just a
not
maybe
will
could
look
be.
Like.
This is what they're kind of like, this is kind of what's in our budget range, something like this. But
right,
they're not
that's
saying
like
this
an
is what
initial
it's going to be.
Idea or concept or what have you. Just like, remember when Dopey Bruce Allen came out with the stadium renderings on 60 Minutes and they had a moat? Remember that? And like a beach surrounding the stadium?
A moat.
Yeah, I'm seriously.
I want a sea serpent in my moat.
Seriously.
How
go
much
look,
does it cost
if
for
you
a
don't
sea
remember
serpent?
That, go look up the video. Let's go to Lap in D.C. What's up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Bruce?
What's going on,
Austin? We need you to get on board with these Commanders, man, like you do the Caps, man. But we need you.
What do you mean on board? What do you want me to do, Lap?
Get some positive energy towards the team.
Lap.
Just like you do with the Cavs.
Lap, I woke up at 5 freaking o'clock in the morning and drove my ass all over Washington, D.C. to be there so that I could educate myself and then therefore my audience about, you know, arguably one of the biggest news event items of all time. That doesn't mean that I can't question or have a reasonable concern. I don't get that.
What's up? We love you, Rooster, but sometimes you could be a little downer, man. It's your nature, but we love you though.
Well, thank you. I love you too, but you guys don't understand how it works.
I always got to mess with you because I know Lou and Paulie get on you.
Well, they can't help themselves. I expect better out of you, Lap. Don't stoop to their level. Because you wouldn't get away with this on any other radio show like you get away with it on this one. Because we give you an open forum,
man.
You know?
You know it's all love with me, man. You know I've been calling you for years.
I know. I got a message. I feel you.
I'm excited.
A lot of guys wear tidy whities around here, though, you know. So, like,
you
can't bleep with them.
You know them. Yeah, you know, everybody trying to be like the junkies, man, and bullies, man. They bullies over there, man. But I'll tell you about that another day. But I like with this with direction they're going, man. Getting this team back to D.C. been a long time coming. I mean, I remember I was a fan when my grandfather was a season ticket holder, and I used to go to the games with him, and just how I was rocking, man. So it's going to happen. I mean, a lot of people didn't think Snyder was going to be here. A lot of people didn't think the name change was going to be, you know. But I think it's going to happen. I know we got some other hurdles to get in, but the way they moving, man, it seems like it's a done deal.
Yeah. Well, the way I equate it to football-wise, right, it's taking over at, I don't know, your own 10-yard line, right, after a turnover.
Yeah.
And now you got to drive 90 yards. They're about 80 yards, 85 yards of the way. But you still have a significant hurdle to punch it in for 7, or you can settle for 3. And settling for 3 at this point feels like this deal going sideways and winding up back in Landover. Yeah. So we'll see.
Let me ask you a question, Bruce. So that congressman that was making a big fuss about the paying homage to the Native Americans, is that still in play? For the issue with it, or
that was for the transfer of the land, and when they made him satisfied or happy or whatever they worked out to honor the people's family and the Blackie Wetzels and all that stuff, you know, that took care of that. This is about the D.C. This is about the D.C. Council led by Phil Mendelson, who is a chief, at least public, opponent to the stadium project. I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we got other stuff going on here and, you know.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I started to hear some stuff in the background there, so I wasn't sure what that is all about. This is, again, this has nothing to do with senators from Maryland and F-16 fighter jets. This has nothing to do with senators or representatives from Montana and the Blackie Wetzel family. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with the D.C. City Council, who represents constituents, some of which, maybe more than some, don't want the stadium for whatever reason they have. Whether it's public tax money, whether it's a nuisance, whether it's inconvenient, whether it's whatever it is. But they also just look at it from their own prism, right? What's important to them. And I'm telling you, like, even though I don't believe every part of everything that mayors and governors and states and all that stuff say, and politics, you got to be really careful, guys. Here's what I know. I know there are a lot of bean counting economists that I honestly don't know what they do and what they study, who talk about how public money to a stadium doesn't drive revenue, doesn't bring in revenue, doesn't pay for itself. But they also, they always overlook the bottom line reality, which is a new stadium spurs development in so many other ways. Now, can you make an argument that affordable housing would spur development in other ways too? Yes. Yes, you can. There's nothing quite like a stadium, sports fans, 40 to 70,000 people congregating in one area with money to spend, and the pride and the entertainment and the fabric of the city being represented. And again, make no mistake about it, revenue generation. It's what I've told Linnell, who just thinks what way Linnell wants to think about Metro and police and school teachers, which is all fair. But you have to factor in what generates revenue. And the mayor said over and over and over and over and over again today, we're about putting jobs back in action. We're about creating jobs, creating tax dollars, creating revenue. In order to do all that, you don't let RFK Stadium sit like an eyesore, as it has for 7 years. You don't do that. Yes, you have to spend money. Yes, you have to invest money. I don't know if these nerd-ass economists think like this. You know, the ones that everybody runs around saying, do they consider the overall impact? Or do they just think that this stuff, like, do they think Navy Yard here in Washington, D.C. would be the thriving metropolis it is now without Nationals Park, with just a playground, with just an office building, a high rise, low income housing? Do they really think that? Because if they do, then they're even more bird brains than I thought they were. But yet everybody runs around going, well, the economist, the guy Andrew Zimbalist and all these people get lost. According to the mayor's office, it's just according to the mayor's office, Nationals Park, a 655% plus in residents since 2010. That's a couple of years after the ballpark was built. 12,500 homes. 97 restaurants and bars, $7.4 million, a million square feet of office space, and six hotels. That's not exclusively because of Nationals Park, but Nationals Park was the key spur in that development. And remember, when it was first opened, there was a long delay before anything really started getting built. And then you had COVID when everything was exploding. How much bigger and more thriving could it be if you didn't have COVID? You got to keep this in mind, people. I understand.
A lot of these buildings here are pretty empty for a couple of years, too.
Yes.
The housing crisis happened like right after they built everything.
Well, on top of that, yes. Yeah. And again, commercial real estate is not the same as it used to be. And again, the world is not the same as it used to be. The point being is none of this stuff, I shouldn't say none. In my opinion, a good portion of this stuff would not be here if this was not a destination area. There is a difference between a high-rise condominium building or high-rise affordable housing and a destination location. There is a huge difference. And nerd-ass economists can't figure that out. And anybody that defends nerd-ass economists can't figure that out as well. And they can go kick all the rocks as far as I'm concerned. Stadiums and concert venues and arenas spur economic development, jobs, all sorts of things that aren't possible without being a destination location, period. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.